Hey girl, welcome to Christian Girls Pop. My name is Stephanie Bright and I'm the founder of this girls group as well as your host for the podcast. Around here we are all about purpose, obedience, and prayer. That's what makes us pop. You're guaranteed to laugh, cry, learn, grow, and most importantly, become more like Jesus. We're going to rock this thing out and we're going to have fun doing it. You ready? Let's go. Hey girl, and welcome back to another episode of Christian Girls Pop. This is a special holiday episode as this is the week of Thanksgiving and a lot of us are going home for the holidays. So as we're continuing on through our college knowledge episodes, this is a special one. Like I said, it's holiday time. Everyone's getting ready. We're cooking up good food. We're, you know, spending time with family. And maybe that's not exactly the most joyous of occasions for you, right? Everyone, we're going back to different situations. We all have different things that we're facing. And so it may look different for every single one of us. So I wanted to, the Lord just put this on my heart specifically. This actually was not on my planned list of content to put out this season, but the Lord put it on my heart to put an episode out for the holiday season. And we're going to talk about being home for the holidays and what do you do? What do you do when you're home for the holidays? So before we get into this episode, let's pray. Lord, I thank you so much for the gift of life that you've given us. I thank you for the highs and the lows. I thank you for our family, our friends, people that you've put in our lives. I pray that you just continue to show yourself so real to us, however you feel fit to do that. And I also pray that through this episode that those that are listening would be encouraged and be able to just find hope in this season. So we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so being home for the holidays, maybe you fit into one of these categories that I'm going to list off. Maybe you have been growing spiritually since you've been on your college campus, and now you're going back to an environment that is not spiritually mature, right? Maybe you're going back to an environment where you don't feel welcome to be a Christian, or maybe the people in your family just think you're doing too much and you're just this holy roller Bible thumper now, and you're trying to figure out how to navigate that. Maybe you have just gotten used to having freedom and you've been used to being independent, being on your own, and now you're back to a house that has a bunch of rules and regulations. Maybe you came from an overly strict household and now you're trying to figure out how to navigate that. How do you have those conversations? How do you stand up against, you know, maybe what your parents are saying, but still honor them in the process? What does that look like? Maybe you've just been completely removed from your dysfunctional family now that you moved off to college and now you're back. Now you're back to, you know, you're showing up and you're like, man, this is a hot mess here and I haven't been here in a while. But now the reality of the dysfunction is slapping you in the face from the moment you drive up the driveway. What do you do? Maybe you are just feeling a lot of pressure from your family for various reasons, whether for your degree, for marriage, maybe they're just asking questions that you don't feel comfortable answering, or there's just a lot of pressure from some family member for some reason. What do you do? Maybe if you're a little bit like me, maybe you just got some good old-fashioned family drama. I know everybody to a certain degree, we got a little bit of it, right? Family, you don't get to choose who you're related to. And so maybe you're just smack dab in the middle of all the drama flying across the table. What do you do? Or maybe the drama hasn't started yet, but you're just waiting on the ball to drop and then everything will just go from there, right? What do you do? Maybe you're navigating the grief of a family member who passed away in this past year and they normally would be around the table and they won't be this year. Maybe you're trying to navigate how to go about that. What do you do? Maybe on the lighter side of things, maybe it's not something super deep, but maybe you just have a lot of assignments due in school and your family doesn't understand and they're just super distracting and everybody wants you to go and shop with them and cook up all this food and play outside and babysit and you are just trying to pass your classes. Maybe that's you. Somewhere, somehow you fit into one of those things that I just mentioned. What do you do? First and foremost, I want to tell you just that I get it. Look, sis, I have navigated through all of these to some degree, some capacity in my lifetime. I've had to come back home after having my own routine and freedom and independence and coming back to an environment that may not quite be that and trying to figure out how to navigate that. I have come back and looked at my family and like, have we always been this dysfunctional? Like, what in the world, right? Like, I go to college and then I come back and it's just like crazy town in here. I have actually had some very rough holiday years dealing with my own fair share of family drama. And I mean, to be honest, just in the past couple years, so it's not like this is super far removed. I want to tell you that I get it. I completely get where you're coming from. Just because I'm a leader of a ministry doesn't mean I'm exempt from any of the family drama and all the things that come along with the holiday season. All that to say, sis, I get it. So what do we do, right? We can't always just fix everything. And I want to tell you first and foremost that this episode is not going to give you a magic formula, nor is it going to give you a magic button to just press and everything just is utopia now and everything's perfect. Sorry, I can't do that. I wish I could, or else I would have done it a long time ago. I promise you. Like I said, we're not exempt from any of this. And sometimes we just not in control, right? Like there are certain things that we just don't have control over. But what I do want to do in this episode is just to give you some scripture. It's a pretty simple episode, but I really just want you to know that you're seen and that we can go to the Word of God, right? We can always go to the Word of God whenever we're struggling with something. That is a constant. That is a sure thing. It's a firm foundation. And so we can look at the Word of God and let that be our hope in this season. So there are four verses of scripture that I want to share with you. And I pray that they encourage you, that they give you some hope, and that you just cling to them the rest of this week. That if you need to write them down, if you need to memorize them, if you need to put it as a screensaver on your phone, you do whatever you have to do to just be reminded of this as you're going through the holiday season. So first and foremost, the first verse is John 16:33. John chapter 16, verse 33. It says, I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart. I have overcome the world. I'm going to read that last part. In the world, you will have tribulation, but take heart. I have overcome the world. Take heart also means to, hey, have courage. Like, it's going to be okay kind of thing. So with this, basically, it's God is telling us, hey, you're going to have a hard time, okay? Which we can read that and be like, geez, man, like we're basically guaranteed a hard time. Great. But the cool thing about this verse is that it doesn't end with just saying that we will have tribulation. We have the hope that comes in knowing Jesus because he has already overcome the world. That means that he is also able to overcome and be a part of and fix our situations as well. And that is what gives us hope. So as you're going through this season, don't just say, yep, I'm having tribulation just like Jesus said I would. But we can also take heart in knowing that he has overcome the world. When he was sharing this verse, he was sharing this verse with his disciples while he was still here on earth before he ascended back to heaven. And he was telling his disciples, hey, I'm about to leave, you know, but I'm letting you know now, like, you're going to have some tribulation, but it's going to be okay. Things are going to get better. So that's the same hope that we have today. Nothing has changed. Verse number 2, it is Proverbs 18:10. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous man runs into it and is safe. Once again, that's Proverbs 18:10. That is our reminder that Jesus is our safe place, even when it feels like nothing else is. And yes, he is not a brick and mortar building that you walk into, but he is still very much a safe place for you. He is safe. His name is safe. You can call on him. If you just got to find a closet, find a bathroom to hide in, whatever you have to do, and you call on his name, he will be your safe place. It is not a 50-50 chance. It is not a maybe or a so-so thing. It is a guarantee that his name is safe and you can run into him. Verse number 3, Genesis chapter 16, verse 13. This is one of my most favorite verses of all times. I love talking about this verse. I love quoting this verse. And I feel like it's a overlooked verse sometimes, but it's so good, y'all. So good. Genesis chapter 16, verse 13. So she called the name of the Lord who spoke to her. You are a God of seeing. For she said, truly here I have seen him who looks after me. So that's Genesis chapter 16, verse 13. Without context, this verse doesn't make a lot of sense. And you're like, why did you just give us this verse? What is this about? I got you. Let me explain. So in Genesis chapter 16, this is referring to Hagar, who was Abraham's mistress. So Abraham was married to Sarah. Sarah was barren and she couldn't have kids. So she got the bright idea that wasn't bright at all, to tell Abraham to sleep with his mistress, Hagar, to have a child. And boom, she was like, that's going to be our deal. But then she got mad when Abraham and Hagar actually did do the thing and then had a baby. And then she was mad about it. And so then she like kicked Hagar out, basically. And so Hagar was like, bruh, like I'm tripping. I'm struggling right now. Like now I had to leave this house that I was living at, all the things, right? And so you can imagine how she felt dealing with all the emotions. And just like us, when we're having a hard time, you know, we just kind of sulk a little bit. We're just kind of confused. We're trying to figure out what's going on. And that's what Hagar was doing. So then God sent an angel to speak to Hagar. And that is, once the angel of the Lord met her, then she replied with this. And I'm going to read that verse one more time. It's Genesis chapter 16, verse 13. So she called the name of the Lord who spoke to her. You are a God of seeing. For she said, truly here I have seen him who looks after me. If we were to read this in the Hebrew, we would read that God is El Roy. That means a God who sees. And I love, love, love this verse because it says here, you are a God of seeing. And she says, truly here I have seen him who looks after me. The cool thing about our God is that he's not just a savior, but he sees us as well. So Jesus didn't come just to save us, but to see us. So that means that he sees us in our current condition. He sees the different situations that we're facing in our homes. He sees our circumstances. He sees what's going on. And he's not just going to turn a blind eye to it. But as you call on him, you can see him change things around. So I encourage you to pray to the God who sees, knowing that nothing is wasted, nothing is overlooked, nothing happens without him knowing about it. So you can trust the God who sees. You can trust El Roy. So that was the third verse. And last and final verse that I have to share with you is once again, hopefully another encouraging verse of scripture for you. It's Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And my God will supply every need, not just some, not just the ones that you think are important, but supply every need of yours according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So very simple. Whatever you need, he's got it. Whatever you need, he's got it. He can help. He can show up and show out for you. He can show up and let you know that he doesn't lack anything and he can provide all that you need in the situation and these different circumstances that you're facing in your homes and wherever you're spending the holidays. So once again, to go over the verses and how you can be encouraged through those scriptures, the first verse was John chapter 16, verse 33, reminding us that we will have tribulation, but we also can take heart in knowing that Jesus already overcome the world, and that is our hope. Verse number 2 is Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10, which reminds us that the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, he is our safety. He is our safe place. Verse number 2 is Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10, which reminds us that the name of the Lord is safe. You can call on him and you will find a place of safety when you call on his powerful, matchless, unchanging name. Verse number 3 is Genesis chapter 16, verse 13, which reminds us that God sees us, that he sees us and he sees our situation. And that can be our hope and encouragement and knowing that we can call on him and he can help us. Sometimes when we realize that God can see us, sometimes the enemy will try to use that to frustrate us even more by saying, yeah, well, he sees you, but he's not doing anything about it. That is a lie from the enemy. You don't know what God is doing behind the scenes, even if you don't see it happening. And so I encourage you to trust the God who sees. And last but not least, verse number 4 was Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, reminding us that God will supply every need that we have. So whatever we need, he's got it. I hope that those verses encourage you. And the last thing we do on every episode is we figure out how to make this thing pop. How do we apply what we just discussed in this college knowledge episode to our primary foundational principles of Christian Goals Pop, which are purpose, obedience, and prayer? For purpose, I want you to be reminded that there is purpose in everything. And I want you to seek the Lord to discover why things are, you know, why he's allowing certain things in your home, what he's trying to do through you, what he's trying to develop in you, what he's trying to show you, what he's trying to fix in you or your family. There's always purpose in everything. So seek the Lord for that. For obedience, I want you to obey what the Lord shows to you or reveals to you. Maybe he's wanting you to forgive a family member that you've had a grudge against for years. Maybe he's wanting you to stand up and be bold about your faith during this holiday season. Maybe he's wanting you to bring all your cares, your frustrations, your burdens, your, you know, anything that you're going through and surrender it to him. Whatever it is, I encourage you to be obedient to that. And last but not least, for prayer, it's simple. I want you to pray, girl. We need a lot of prayer to get through this holiday season, regardless of what we're facing, no matter how quote unquote big or small. Prayer is the thing that is going to keep us grounded in this holiday season. So trust the Lord. Pray, pray, pray. Seek his face above all else and trust that God is with you. Thank y'all so much for tuning into this episode. I hope that you have an amazing, happy Thanksgiving and that you have an amazing time with your family and friends. Choose peace above all. Do whatever you have to do to make that happen. Set your boundaries. You know, there's so much I could talk about the holiday season, you know, setting your boundaries, standing up for yourself, or just keeping, you know, keeping silent and letting God fight your battles. Whatever it is, take it to the Lord. He will make it plain and clear of what he is trying to do. So just let him do it, sis. Let him do it. Much easier said than done. I know. God is with you. You will not fail. And everything will be okay. I promise. So thank y'all so much for tuning in. I hope that you have an amazing week. If you haven't already, make sure you follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Christian Girls Pop. You can find us on YouTube at Christian Girls Pop. And you can check out our website, ChristianGirlsPop.com. Tickets are still on sale just for one more week for our Selah Winter Retreat. Spots are very limited and we will be closing up very, very, very soon. So I hope that you get your spot. If you are wanting to attend, we're doing a discount right now that will end Friday. It's a Black Friday discount. So you get like $15 off, I think. So, hey, I would take advantage of that if I were you and hop on that pretty quick. So thank y'all so much for tuning in. And as always, remember, Jesus already loves you so much. Don't you ever forget that.